Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samech Vav. We are up to Sif Yud Beis. Third to last line on page Mem Beis. We're about to turn on to page 84. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Yesh Omrim Dedavka B'Chavila Hitiru La'asos Kein Aval Lo B'Kiso. What we were discussing last night in Sif Yud Aleph is a person is carrying his load, is carrying a bundle, and all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos, so we said he runs with the load. That way he has a reminder not to make a Hanocha and another Akira to avoid Chil Shabbos. So the Mechaber says that there are those who say that this halacha, that you're allowed to run under your load, is dafka when it's taka chavila, when it's a load. So then it's nicker that you're running, that you wouldn't normally run carrying a heavy load, so then it's a sign for you. But if you are carrying only a wallet where it's not out of the ordinary to run, so they say that wouldn't be a good sign and you would not be allowed to do it. Some say no, it's not normal to run in general, even if you're only holding your wallet, and therefore that would be a reasonable heter to take upon yourself to be running with your wallet to make sure you don't do another hanocha and then an akira and be over on Chil Shabbos. The Rama says, Umi sheshochach kiso olo b'Shabbos, one who forgot his wallet on him on Shabbos. Imhu bebeso, if he realizes in his house that he's carrying his wallet, yochol leilech imo lacheder, he can walk with his wallet in his pocket to a room, lahatir chagoro, to untie his belt, whatever the wallet is tied to in those days, velipol shom lahatznio, and he can let the wallet fall over there and he can hide it. So a person realizes in his house that he has his wallet in his pocket, he can walk with the wallet in his pocket to a room and then he can somehow shake it out. The imhu bashuk, however, if he is outside in the market, osir lahavio lebeso, he's not allowed to carry it from the shuk into his house. So what does he do? Rak matir chagoru bashuk v'nofel. He has to undo his belt in the shuk and let it fall in the shuk. Va'omer le'enu yehudi l'shamro, and he's allowed to ask a guy to guard it for him outside in the shuk. V'imevio, and if the guy on his own decides to bring it into the house for him, ein lochosh, it's not a problem. V'ayin l'kamon simin shunyud imakiz tofur b'bigdo madino. What about if the wallet or the pocket is sewn to the garment? That we'll discuss when we get to Chazmukza, exactly what the status of the pants that have the pocket that is sewn on. We'll discuss that later. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Gimel, the first shita says the heter of running is only by a chavilo shikveda, which is heavy. The ein derech lorutz b'masa kovid, and it's not normal to be running when you're carrying a heavy load. Memela v'is lehekera, so you have a heker to remind you not to stop and then start again. Aval bekishu kal, but a wallet that is light, ein heker beritza. It's not a recognizable sign if you're running because it's not so out of the ordinary. There are those who argue and say the huadin bekiso sifkatan lamedalid. This is only a heter, according to the shitos, in a situation where you don't have the other heterion that we've been discussing previously. You have no animal, you have no goy, you have no one else to give it to. Those who are lenient like the Yesh Omrim, that they're carrying their wallet and they realize it on Shabbos and they run with it as a sign so they don't lose out. The Kosovo Magen Avraham, B'Shem Al Shite Giborim, D'Ledidon D'Leislam Rosh Hasharabim. For us nowadays, that many poskim say we don't even have a Rosh Hasharabim, Esher D'Lukuyam Ashari B'Chol Inyim, it's possible that according to everyone, it would be mutter in all cases, it would be much more lenient if we don't have a Rosh Hasharabim. Sifkotan Lamed Hey, on the very practical case, a person realizes on Shabbos that he has his wallet on him, so the Rama says he can walk in his house to another room where it'll be private and he can drop it over there. Since the muktzah is already in his hands, it's already on his body, so yocho leilech imo l'chol mokum sheyirtze. Once you're carrying the muktzah, you can take it wherever you want. And this is halacha that we'll see in great detail in Mirtzah Simin Shinches when we get to the halachas of muktzah. That is the sheet of the Rama. The hagro bebeuru hechmir bazeh. However, the Gruz Machmir, the Gruz says the heter of carrying muktzah, once you have it in your hands wherever you want, is only muktzah that you picked up a heter. You have a klishim latu le'isser, which you're allowed to move letzer gufo letzer makomo. A camera's on the table. You pick up the camera because you need the space on the table. Once it's in your hands, beheter. So then the Gruz says you can carry wherever you want because you didn't do an isser by picking it up. But having your wallet in your pocket, which you weren't allowed to do, so there the Gruz argues with the Rama and says you cannot go ahead and carry it wherever you want. Look in the Bir Alocha what we wrote b'shem the Derech HaChaim. Vim yatir chagoro taketh, and if he undoes his belt right away, the yipol hamos, and the money falls, yuchal lahavi lidei hafsid, it's going to come to a loss. So efshir shegam lahagra mutter. It could be that even according to the gra, it would be mutter. If it's going to be avoiding a loss, so that maybe over there the gra would say it would be okay to carry the muktzah to a private place. The ayim b'magen avram sivkotan yudalad v'sivkotan chaf. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'ayter sivkotan lamed vav. We said that was only in your house that you can walk to another room and you could untie the belt, whatever is holding up the wallet, and let it fall. But if you're in the market, says the Mishnah Berurah, o b'makom shelo asu barachov ahu shetufei mavuos, or you're in a place, some kind of street where they didn't make a sheet of mavuos, and therefore you are limited in your carrying there as well. So then the Ramah said, you have to drop the wallet wherever you are, and you can tell a guy to watch it. But that's only if you're not afraid that the goyim are going to take your wallet. But if you're afraid, if you drop your wallet right there in the shuk, the goyim are going to take it. Rashai lorutz imo lebeso. You can run with your wallet to the house. Shalol lamod klal, to make sure that you don't stand at all. Just run like we've been discussing in the last sif. Kedei shalol yasa akira beemtza aderach. That way you don't stop and then do a new akira along the way. Like we just discussed in the beginning of tonight's shir, that there are those who say you could run with the wallet as well. Ubitanai, but there is a condition. Kishenizkar kishum mahalich. It has to be that you realize that you have the wallet as you were walking, so you weren't doing an initial akira with your wallet. You were already walking and you realized it, and then you started running. V'lo amad lofash, you did not stop to take a break, which would be a problem of making a new akira. Shalo asa akira klal betchilas ritzaso, that you did not make an akira at all in the beginning of your running. Vigam, and furthermore, like we discussed yesterday, besides the fact that you can't stop, you have to be running the whole time, but even if you stop outside your house to get into your chatzah or inside your house, and then you're going to throw it in, you'd have to do it with a shinui, because that's an additional problem of carrying from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid. Sivkotan la mitzayin, the Ramah said, you drop the wallet wherever you are, and you could ask the goy to watch it. If you're afraid to rely on the goy, you can command the goy, you could ask the goy to bring it to your house. This eitzah of having the guy watch it is better than all the other eitzahs of running under your wallet, like we discussed before. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Gimel. Matzah arniki b'Shabbos. A person finds a wallet on Shabbos. Oser litlo. You are not allowed to take that wallet. Afal pi sheyorei penya kadmenu acher. Even though you're afraid, if you don't take the wallet, someone else is going to take it before Shabbos ends. You cannot pick up a wallet which was lost and you found it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan lamed ches, oser litlo, afilu im yamo tachtov. Even if you're just going to stand there with it, velo yavir arba amos, and you're not going to walk 4 amos with it in Rishus HaRabim, it is still oser for you to pick up this wallet. Afilu achi oser mishum muktzah. It's oser because the wallet is muktzah. V'lo shayach lahatir mishum pseida, and there's no heter over here to say, well, it's going to be a loss of money, so they matter it. Kevan shadayin lo zacha, but it's not your money, so it's not your loss. You're finding someone else's item that you want to keep, but that's not called a pseida. Kosav hamagen avram daafilu le'enu yehudi aser lo marlitlo. The magen avram says you cannot. Besides, you can't pick it up yourself. You can't ask a guy to pick it up for you. However, b'seif el yirabah mekel al yidein yehudi, el yirabah is mekel, that you can tell the guy to pick it up. And the reason for that is, since it's not yours, when the guy picks it up, it's kilu, he's picking it up for himself, and he's giving it to you as a matana. And therefore, since it's not your item yet, you could ask, according to el yirabah, the guy to pick it up. The hevio ha-primagodan, the primagodan brings down this idea. V'chein v'chidushi Rabbi Kiv Eger mekel gam kin al yideinu Yehudi. Kiv Eger is also mekel through a goy. Ach, duhu lo hekel ki'im hagbo al yidei hainu Yehudi. He's only mekel l'gabi having the goy pick it up. Duhu rak tiltu ba'amu. That's only tiltu. That's only kari muktzah. Aval lo litzavoso l'holach l'beiso. But you can't command the goy to then carry it from that place into your house. Ach, however, im ha'eno Yehudi ba'atzmo mevil lebeis Yisrael, if the goy on his own decides to bring it to the house of Yisrael, nirid de'ein lemono l'kuy alma v'kanal, it appears that you would not have to stop him, that would be okay. So we're saying over here in the Kiv Eger that there's a chilek between lifting it up, because then it's only an issue of muktzah, which is the rabbanon, so then you could tell the guy to do it, versus telling him to bring it to your house, because that would be already carrying, that would be a daraisa. Commanding a guy to do a daraisa would not be allowed. I'd like to end with two short piralochas. One piralocha on page 84, matzah arnaki. So we said you're not allowed to pick it up. Zakti bi'alacha. Vim avar v'ikbiyo. If you did the wrong thing and you picked it up, yira al kopanim achakach letatalo pachos midal ramos. You should see to it afterwards. If you're going to carry it, you should do it with less than 4 amos at a time, like we learned earlier. Ulebasov yizrekenu la'achrav kedei shelo yanacha. And at the end, you throw it into the house again with a shinui, and that way there's no problem of a hanacha. But ideally, you shouldn't pick it up. If you pick it up, you walk less than 4 amos at a time. Note 49 points out that this is really against the Mishiruah that we saw earlier in Sefkot Niyotes, where he said this whole heter of carrying pachos without amos was only if you had it in your hands before Shabbos. Here we're talking about picking up a wallet incorrectly on Shabbos, and the Berlocha is saying you could carry it pachos without amos, that is against what the Mishiruah said earlier. And one last Berlocha, the last one, penya kadmenu acher. We worry that someone might pick up the wallet before you. That's still not grounds for you to be able to pick up the wallet. Very important bi'alocha over here. Va'ayidei tiltul baregel yesh lahakil. But to move the wallet with your foot, then you could be lenient. The Chavetz Chaim is saying over here, although the wallet is muktzah, you can't pick it up, you can go ahead and kick it to the side and hide it on Shabbos, even though you know it's muktzah. No 51 points out, at the second paragraph, No 51, Va'achazunish kasav, she'ein heter letaltul muktzah begufo. This is a very famous machlokas, the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazunish. The Chavetz Chaim holds that you're allowed to move muktzah lechatchila with your foot, no problem. The Chazunish says you're absolutely not allowed to do that. Ein heter letalta muktzah begufo, elokish metatlo derech hilucho. The Chazunish holds only if you're walking, and on the path of your walking, there's a rock there, you can kick it out of the way. So you can kick something with your body, something that's muktzah, if it's derech hilucho. Ach lo kishaosa pula miyuchedos asar tiltulo. But you can't go out of your way and do a special action in order to move it with your body. And therefore, in this case, the Chavetz Chaim says you can move the wallet with your foot to the side and try to hide it a little so you can pick it up after Shabbos. And the Chazon Ish says you cannot do that. If it's on the walk where you're walking, you can kick it to the side, but you can't play soccer with it and move it all the way. That concludes Siman Reish Samach Vav Amir Tashem. And the next year we'll begin Siman Reish Samach Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.